You're so lovely, girl. You're so lovely. Ella tan bella. All right. Yeah, from out of Panama City, Panama. All right. Currently residing in Chicago. Okay. Now, right about now, let me run the rhythm. All right, and right about now, once again, want to make another push for donations. All right, we got about 17 minutes left in the show.
And we want to thank everyone who called in so far and donated, pledged support to the Radiothon here on WRUW. Yes. Just want you to know that we appreciate you. We appreciate, love you very much for the support. We thank you.
Yes. You know, that's how we do it every Sunday morning. You know, bringing you conscious reggae music from 12 a.m. until 2 a.m. Conscious reggae music and Caribbean music. And you have to ask yourself, you know, why are you making a point to tune into this show every week? And, you know, is it worth your while to call in and make a donation, you know? And starting with myself, you know, my desire to do a college radio show came when I was a freshman back at CSU at Cleveland State University. Yeah, I had this huge personal collection of reggae music, and it was just hard to find people that shared the same enthusiasm, interest, and passion for the music that I did. So, you know, I mostly just listened at home by myself and attended occasional reggae stage shows. But then one day a neighbor asked me, hey, you got all this collection of reggae music, you know, you got this huge reggae music collection, so what you gonna do with it? And at the time, I really couldn't answer that question, but it did make me think, you know. So I was a huge fan of reggae music on college radio, and I decided that was the way to go. And I decided that, you know, I want to do a college radio show. Went down to WCSB, filled an application, and became a member of the station. And I did a show, and I decided to emphasize on dancehall reggae music and reggae music with a hip-hop influence and hip-hop with reggae influence and, you know, what they call ragamuffin hip-hop nowadays. And I wanted to reach out to other young people and give them an alternative to commercial music. All right, to the commercial music that they were hearing 24/7 on the urban contemporary stations. And besides, you know, I repeatedly called the commercial stations asking to play reggae music, you know, requesting certain tunes that I thought would be good crossover material. But the first thing that went wrong was that most of the time I couldn't even get through, got busy signals or either no answer, I was put on hold forever. And second, the request never got played. So one day I did an experiment. I called an urban contemporary station, commercial station. And after waiting over 30 minutes on hold, I finally requested a tune that was on the top 25. Of course, they played it. All right. And not only that, they had the nerve to say by request. All right. Now, they were going to play the tune anyway, because that's how they do it. You know, it's a, you know, they play by a formula. You know, they have their formula, they have their playlists. So they played the tune and even said it was by request. And I'm thinking to myself, okay, they were going to play it anyway, you know, because I requested something on the top 25. That's the only reason it got played. So that's when I decided, you know, that I was pretty much through with commercial radio and I wanted to do something different. Not only do something different, but offer people something different. And that's when I decided to go ahead and, you know, turn in that application to CSB. And that's where it all began for me. And like I said, it's been a whole lot of fun being on the radio, providing reggae music for the people. And it's really been fun watching the way this show has evolved over the years, you know? Empress?
Yes. Well, you don't know. Jarak, you are the one, okay, that brought me. You are the one that brought me here to the station. And, you know, that's the reason why I think I became interested in college radio, right? Reggae music, playing reggae music on the radio. Because what you were doing, what I saw you were doing, it just looked so interesting. And I wanted to be a part of it. And, you know, I want to thank you for the support, you know, that you have supported me and you gave me the opportunity to, you know, help me, you trained me and show me the ropes. And, you know, I really want to tell you that I appreciate that. So, you know, right now I'm more into the reggae videos, you don't know. Got some big things coming up for the Yard Vibes television shows, reggae video. You know, we're gonna keep it going for as long as possible, hopefully. You know, keep it going till maybe one of my daughters or even my son probably, you know, can take it over and run it. But as long as Adelphia exists, you know, and you know, maybe eventually I will evolve from Adelphia and probably hit the WBER, you know, BET. Who knows? But anyway, I'm grateful for where we are right now as far as Adelphia is concerned. So great reggae videos. The videos are still coming. And hey, it's going to be a new, brand new Empress Aja and the Yard Vibes video show. So you want to tune in?
It's going to be total niceness.
Really, really nice, I'm telling you. And, you know, hey, it's going to be new equipment. All right. Different quality picture you're going to be getting. And it's going to be all niceness. Trust me. And you're going to see a lot of Jamaica incorporated in the Yard Vibes video show, because the Yard Vibes video show has linked up with Beat video program in Jamaica. So Yard Beat will be airing parts of the Yard Vibes video show in Jamaica, and Empress Aja and the Yard Vibes will be airing parts of the Yard Beat video show from Jamaica in Cleveland. So it's going to be big things on the Yard Vibes video show. So, you know, everybody, I guess, needs, an hobby or a hobby. You need a hobby to keep you busy, keep you going. And, hey, that's just the way it is. So my hobby right now is, making big plans for the video show. Also, we also link up with the IFTV in New York City. You know, the Yard Vibes video show is getting much, much bigger up in New York City from IFTV. And once we start producing video shows again, definitely we'll start pumping the IFTV and start airing their segments that they have sent to the Yard Vibes video show here in Cleveland. So pretty soon, lots of niceness will be coming at you. And maybe when the videos start coming at you, brand new videos, I mean videos that you've heard the songs a few months back, or even last year, I think, it's videos from then that you haven't seen, and songs that you've heard then, have the videos to bring to you pretty soon. And hopefully the reggae scene will probably get back a good vibes again. What you say, Jarak?
Hey, all new, all of total niceness, you know what I'm saying?
It's gonna
all
be nice.
All improved, you know?
Yes.
Much improved product. And, you know, I mean, what we got going out right now is nice, but...
New and improved.
You've seen nothing yet.
You haven't seen anything yet. So enjoy the rerun. The rerun's right about now, but hey, big things. Hey, I want to big up the masses in Solan, you know, who said they have recognized me on the TV show out there. And just want to say big up, man. Big up. It's nice to know that the video show is reaching the people as far as Solan and in many more faraway places, even though Solan is around the corner. But still, it's far from WRUW, right?
That's right. All right, 15,000 watts, you know, so
yes.
And we have you, audience, to thank for that. So
yes.
And once again, 216-368-2208, that's 368-2208. All right, and you know, I know we're doing a lot of talking right now, but you know, this is the thon time and we're really pushing for some donations. So you know, jump on the phone because we need you right now. You who are sitting there thinking, okay, I can do this next year because they've already made their money this year. The thon's over. No, the thon is not over. We still got tonight, all right? And we still need your donations because, like I said, you know, we need a new mixing console and we need a backup transmitter. And those aren't things you just, you know, run down to the corner store and pick up, you know, like it's on your shopping list, you know, like, oh, let me just pick up a console and let me pick up a transmitter. Those things cost a lot, all right? And
they do.
They cost a lot. Those are two major purchases. So we really need every dollar we can get. So, you know, jump on them. If you're out there listening right now, get on the phone line. Call 216-368-2208 and make a donation, okay? Make a donation. We do need you, all right? And right about now, I'm going to give you Tusen and Maytals. As a matter of fact, this is one you can pick up. This is a new album for Tusen and Maytals, and they have a lot of their classic hits on there, but They've redone them and added guest artists on them. Like this one right here, this is Bam Bam, and they added Shaggy and Rozell with this one. And you'll see other artists with a mixture of genre, not all from reggae, not all from hip-hop or whatever. They're from different genres. They got a tune with Bunny Wailer on here doing Take a Trip. They redid Funky Kingston with Bootsy Collins and The Roots. They redid Monkey Man with No Doubt, all right?
And Monkey Man.
Yeah.
With No Doubt,
all right? Mm. And they did 5446 Was My Number with...
I love that one.
They did it with Jeff Beck. Yeah. And now we got Bam Bam coming at you right now with Shaggy and Rozell. This is a really fun CD to listen to. Very fun CD if you like the old classic reggae and then you want to enjoy these guest artists. They have, you know, classic reggae with a new twist to it. And like I said, not all from one genre, so you don't get beat down with one genre. They represent different genres, and you'll just be surprised by some of the artists that they team up with. Very, very fun CD to listen to. And you're about to hear Bam Bam, and this features Shaggy and Rozell. So check it out as we continue.